B. The dual citizenship of the Jews in modern times. Modern progress as the growth of naturalism. In the 13th century, the high water mark so far of man's acceptance of the order established by God, Catholic Europe acknowledged the divinity of our Lord, the reality of the supernatural life of grace, and the divinely appointed right of the Catholic Church, the mystical body of Christ, to say what was opposed to that life and what favored it. In other words, to be the judge of what was moral and what was immoral, whether in the actions of states or individuals. The so-called Reformation saw this claim of the mystical body of Christ denied by a large part of what was once Catholic Europe. This meant rejecting the order set up by our Lord Jesus Christ while attempting to retain belief in his divinity. From the Jewish point of view, it was a big step in advance, for it meant the abolition of the supremacy of the supranational mystical body of Christ over a number of states. The state in each country which embraced Protestantism took the place of the mystical body of Christ. Thus, a purely national entity arrogated to itself divine functions by organizing its particular form of religion, composed of a mixture of natural and supernatural elements, as a state department. It is true that this national entity, the state, still acknowledged that as a society, it had a duty to God and retained some elements of supernatural religion. The French Revolution carried on the process of decay in the acceptance of the divine plan a step further. Religion was considered to be a private matter only, for the state, as a society, denied that it had any duty to God, natural or supernatural. This was complete social apostasy on the part of nations which had once been Catholic and, as such, had acknowledged the rights of Christ and of his mystical body on earth. Every country in which a Masonically directed revolution proved successful, as in France in 1789, began by decreeing the separation of church and state. Thus, country after country completely rejected the mystical body of Christ. Thus, the supernatural Messiah was dethroned, while at the same time, the way was positively prepared for the advent of a natural Messiah by granting of full citizenship to the members of the Jewish nation. The Jewish writer Bernard Lazar expresses this very forcibly. He writes, quote, "The Jew is the living testimony of the disappearance of a state founded upon theological principles and which the Christian anti-Semites dream of reconstructing. The day when a Jew became the holder of a public position, the Christian state was in danger." That is perfectly accurate, and the anti-Semites who affirm that the Jews have ruined the idea of state could say with greater justice that the entry of the Jews into society symbolized the destruction of the state, that is, of course, the Christian state, end of quote. When the Jews become citizens of the non-Jewish states, they still retain their primary allegiance to their own nation, which, according to them, is the chosen vehicle of divine order for the other nations. They still continue to look forward to the natural Messiah era, that is, to the era when their nation will dominate over the others. Their advance to positions of power and influence, aided by their control of finance, has, in the once Catholic states, been everywhere utilized to eliminate from public life the influence of the supernatural life and the remains of the Catholic organization of society. For example, when the Jew Naquet got the French state to pass a divorce law, this meant that France, as a state, no longer acknowledged the indissolubility of the union of Christ and his mystical body. Thus, French society was brought a stage nearer to the new messianic era. Such is the inner significance of that historical event, of which the consequences in the natural order have been disastrous for France. Freemasonry has contributed to the advance of naturalism. In this work of elimination of the supernatural life from society, the Jewish nation has been powerfully aided by Freemasonry. Freemasonry is a naturalistic society, that is to say, a society which claims to make men good and true independently of the supernatural life which comes to us through membership of our Lord. Masonry thus, in fact and indeed, puts itself above the mystical body of Christ, and its actions has powerfully contributed to the elimination of the Catholic tradition based on the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the advent of the anti-supernatural or naturalistic mentality and outlook. The nations of Europe thus find themselves helplessly confused and weakened when the Jews, having succeeded in getting control of the Russian state, use its resources to liquidate the remaining stocks of the ancient Christian civilization of Europe.